Chicago Sports Conversation is now.
If there's ever been a reason, a need, a time to fire a head coach, it's right now.
I don't really worry about, quote, job security.
The Beat.
Elliott again with a drive. Crawford down with a two-pad stack and stops this one and holds on. The saves of the game for Corey Crawford right there.
You know, missing Crow, I think, is such a big part of our team. I think it's going to be tough, but, you know, as a group, we all got to be better.
On 720 WGN.
Blackhawk Hockey is coming up at 7:30. Shortened version of The Beat after a special version of Hamp, OB, and Kaz. Appreciate you following along on 720 WGN. Georgia's going to win the SEC title game. They lead Auburn 28-7, 10-10 to go in the fourth quarter. More importantly, I think to most people around here, hi, Harry, how are you, by the way?
I'm hanging in.
Cheated on me yesterday, worked with Wendy Snyder. Mm-hmm. It was emotional for me to hear you on the station without somebody else. We'll get to that in a minute. But Teddy Greenstein's on the line. We got a Big Ten championship game, the Buckeyes and Wisconsin. Teddy, I know you're a busy man. Appreciate you jumping on with us. Who do you like tonight, Teddy? Let's start there. Who do you got in the big matchup?
I picked the Badgers 27-24. I've liked these guys really since late September. Such a solid team. And it didn't matter, honestly, who they played, what the spread was, or anything. I was convinced of these guys with a terrific defense, good running game. So they don't make a lot of mistakes. They are actually turnover prone, which is strange for a team that's, you know, so on point. But, yeah, man, I've been feeling the Badgers for a long time and definitely – feeling good about it tonight.
For the record, I really just want to talk Northwestern basketball with Teddy, maybe a little bit of Tiger, but we can definitely do Wisconsin, Ohio State. I know it's on your mind, Harry.
Right, and of course you can read Teddy in the Chicago Tribune. He is the award-winning columnist. T. Green, they've got a wonderful defense, a fantastic freshman running back, but, you know, if I were with, you know, Brooke Shields, I'd want her to be a horny Brooke. But if I were a Badger fan, I don't know if I want horny Brooke under center. Is this guy going to cost him tonight, or how does horny Brooke help the Badgers win?
And by the way, Carm, if you want to sneak in a Tiger Northwestern basketball question, man, it's a free country.
Okay, good.
So you go right ahead. Harry, you know what? It's interesting with horny Brooke, and I do love that name. It really is a definite turn on. You know, last year when I first saw him, I said, Jesus, this guy is totally lacking arm strength. I don't think he can do it. And then he went, you know, he had a streak of 7 games this season where he threw at least 1 pick. Not good. But he also does make some terrific throws, and he's gotten stronger with his arm, and he can thread the needle. He did that against Michigan on a touchdown pass, and he's a smart player. So, you know, look, they beat Iowa 38-14 despite 2 pick sixes. So that's how good these guys are, that they can actually have a turnover or 2 a game and still beat good teams. But, you know, last game, Minnesota, Horny Brook was, you know, tight, no interceptions. And if that happens tonight, then that offense should be humming.
If Ohio State wins, are they in? Considering Georgia's winning here, what do you think?
Yeah, Carm, I think things are trending that way because, you know, obviously Bama's lost to Auburn. Double look is good now. And for Bama to be taken over, you know, let's say Ohio State, you know, that would mean they would have to be ranked ahead of Auburn, a team they just lost to. So, yeah, I just talked to Jim Delaney. I got him solo, and I'll be writing something on that. You know, he makes some good points about the Big Ten. You know, the fact that Ohio State would be a conference champion would have played 13 games. Alabama would have played 12, but one of those being an FCS. If Ohio State wins at all impressively, I would expect the committee to take
them. T. Green, the talented senior quarterback, Mr. Barrett, is he available for the Buckeyes?
It's going to be strange. You know, Urban Meyer said, cleared to play despite this right knee injury that required 15 hours a day of treatment, the poor kid. Ooh. Although I believe you can use your iPad while your knee's getting treated so you can play Candy Crush.
Love that reference.
What he's indicated is that at least he's going to play, but I was writing after the Michigan game last week that Dwayne Haskins is also going to play too, and maybe he'll end up playing, you know, 3/4 of the game, and that's a redshirt freshman. It's amazing, you know, Ohio State just pulls these quarterbacks. Every single one is good, whether it's JT or a couple of years ago, Cardale Jones. You know, they both had to sub in for Braxton Miller, who was injured. And Haskins is a really good thrower, not as good a passer, and is young, you know, second-year guy. So I think they're going to see how JT is doing, but he won't be as effective running the ball on that knee. And really, rushing the ball is his thing. You know, in these kind of tight games, they like him to rush it 15 to 20 times, and it's really doubtful that he'll be very effective that way.
Chicago Tribune's Teddy Greenstein with us here, 720 WGN, for a couple more moments. Hey, have you run into Greg Schiano and asked him how he's good enough to be the defensive coordinator at Ohio State, but he's not allowed to be the head coach of Tennessee? Does that make sense to anyone around here?
Yeah, to about a couple hundred thousand lunatic volunteer fans. It certainly makes sense to them. But, yeah, that was just awful and nasty, all what happened earlier in the week. I mean, if they don't want a guy because he wasn't good enough at Rutgers or wasn't good enough for the NFL, that's one thing. But to try to, you know, tag him on stuff that is totally unproven was incredibly irresponsible, and I feel bad for Greg.
Me too.
You know, he's had a good year with Ohio State, save for one game where Iowa put 55 on him. But what they painted on that rock was nasty, and hopefully the people who did it will end up regretting it one day.
Yeah, Trump, of course, is supporting them. last question time. We know who's going to win the Heisman, so that's a silly question. Tiger looked really good, so that's a silly question. But if I had asked you at the beginning of, let's say, 2015, who will be the highest-paid college football coach in history, would you ever have answered Jimbo Fisher?
Oh, my God, I know. How about that deal? I mean, everybody's given Texas A&M so much credit for hiring him. It's like, yeah, if you could walk around and offer 75 over 10, I think you could pretty much get any coach in the country. It's gross, but, you know, this is capitalism, this is America, and we know where the priorities are of schools like Texas A&M. So, no, I would not have said it was Jimbo. I would have said it was Nick. And, hey, Nick Saban, he'll be probably at 12 million here soon enough.
It's so nauseating.
Right.
And people are saying, like, well, is A&M a better job than Florida State? It's not anything but the school. It's about the dollars.
Right. All those Texas schools have tons of money. My son, my 12-year-old son, Reggie, will tell you capitalism is better than communism. you're awesome, Teddy.
You taught him well.
Teddy, don't leave me. I got to ask you one question on the Wildcat basketball team. What's wrong? Can it be fixed?
Hi.
And did they make a mistake playing in Rosemont and not in like a 2,000-seat gym where you could have packed it purple last night? I'm hearing all this ILL chanting, and it's making me nauseous. Those are my thoughts.
Well, fortunately, I couldn't hear that. I was in a sports bar watching, and the sound was down, so I didn't catch the ILL. But
poor guy.
You know, look, the women's team is playing at Evanston High School. I don't think you wanted to do that. I don't think you wanted to play at Loyola. That gym was empty. It made sense to do it. And I was there for the Creighton game, and the atmosphere was pretty good.
It was.
I think that's unusual that they'll be pulling for the road team. It's just a tough year, man, and everybody underrated, you know, losing Sanjay and Nate Taphorn to a degree, but losing Sanjay hurt their defense, and they got to get it back, man, because the fact that the Big Ten got crushed by the ACC in the challenge – and the fact that the Big Ten looks like a pretty down conference this year. I mean, Northwestern might have to go 11-7 or maybe 12-6 to get into the tournament. We shall see.
Yep, no doubt. All right, enjoy the game tonight, Teddy. We'll read you tomorrow in the paper or late tonight online, ChicagoTribune.com. Appreciate you.
Carmen, Harry, enjoyed it. Have a great night. See you guys.
Thanks, Teddy.
Terrific.
All right. I'm back. I'm good.
Look, not the start that we wanted from the Wildcats. You didn't want to go to overtime with the Fighting Illini, but there's a win. You got the win. That's a big W.
Absolutely. And long season to go, and the Cats are going to be fine, and I got my fingers crossed. But the Georgia Tech loss is a bad loss. I mean, that's a bottom of the ACC team who just lost to Grambling. That loss is bad.
I can't wait to go see the Northwestern women's team at the Evanston High School gym.
See, I think it would have been super cool if the Cat basketball team had played in a very tight 2000 seat. Why not?
Loyola, they couldn't play at Evanston High School.
Why not?
Look, I love Evanston High School. My daughter is thriving there. At least that's what they tell me. But the men's team, because there's going to be so many fans that will be wanting to
go
see them.
Too bad. Tickets prices go through the roof. I like it. I get it. I'm not trying to they made the best decision they could possibly make. It's for 1 year. They went out and played at Allstate Arena, and I've enjoyed my games that I've gotten to go to at Allstate.
Pat Nagel's beautiful building.
All true. But last night, hearing the ILLINI was painful. It just was.
Last season in the Illinois games, you didn't even hear the Illinois fans to the last 45 seconds.
You didn't hear them. They were complete, because it was awesome, and it was Welsh Ryan, and it was great. Now they're going to have that next year. It'll be sweet. So I just got to get over it. I'm officially over it now, and I'm probably the only person that's thinking about this, so we should move on. Make Sundays. Maybe you're not. Are you thinking?
I'm thinking about what the hell is going on with your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend showing up all of a sudden courting. He's courting her. Carm.
Okay, we'll just settle down.
He's trying to get a little something
okay,
going back.
You got to relax. Make Sundays, but we will talk about what Terry's talking about in a second here. Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's best at 10 p.m. Stick around for latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN TV. Busy show as we take you up to 7:30 with the Blackhawks and Dallas right here on 720 WGN. This is The Beat. So I had the pleasure of sitting in for Justin Kaufman on the download last night. And right before the show, I got a call from my girlfriend who said that she had received an enormous package of flowers from her ex-boyfriend. And he said, and it was with a letter or a card rather that said, "Guess who?" And so we did some radio last night on it, Harry, and I asked the listeners what we should do with these flowers, what's the proper procedure, what should be discussed. Got a little advice. Nobody can do it better than the WGN radio listener. We thank you. I thank you. And so I followed through with the plan today, which was we took the flowers, and I'm telling you.
And these aren't just flowers.
Roses, and I put a picture out, if you follow me, at the Carm. It's one of my last couple of tweets, at the Carm, a picture of the flowers. And I'm telling you, it took up like a whole conference room worth of stuff. So we took the flowers today, put them in the old car, barely fit in the car, and actually some had to go in the trunk and got crushed. And I went to the Claire. I don't know if you ever heard of the Claire, Harry, which is...
Isn't that the stuff that baseball players take?
Not the clear. This is the Claire where some of the elderly live in the city. And so we went over there and we dropped off the flowers.
And while you were there, you looked for a tennis game.
And I did ask a couple people.
You're 87. You've got an iron lung.
See, that's not nice.
Let's go out there and play a couple sets.
Do you still get out on the court there? Because, if it just doubles, I could even find us a doubles game.
Yeah, I get out on the court. The only court I'm out on is the one that, you have to go through the metal detector before you come before the judge.
No, that doesn't sound great
for
you.
So her old boyfriend sent her a boatload of roses.
Yeah.
Okay, so is he coming? Does he live here?
Yeah, he's in town.
And this to me is like, I want to get with you.
Well, certainly, yeah, he's making his best effort.
Right. This is not like, hey, I was thinking of you. I wanted to brighten your day, or I just had a good memory. This is like, hey, I just remembered.
This is what you call ex-boyfriend guilt. This is
guilt. This is an attack.
Out of curiosity.
Oh, here comes Jennings.
No, just I'm curious about something. Has she talked to him?
Since the flowers or before the flowers? Or what are you talking about?
Either way.
I don't believe there's been any conversation, no.
I don't believe. As they would say on Law & Order, Dave, let's check her LUDs.
Her phone records. There has not been any contact, no.
Well, that's just, if things are cool with the two of you,
Oh, so you're doubting.
A phone call like, thanks, but don't know what you're thinking, but I'm in a new situation, and, don't bother doing this again.
Right. Well,
okay. So if it's your move, Dave, if it happened to you, okay, the person you're dating gets sent 3 dozen roses by their
four
ex.
Dozen.
4 dozen roses?
Four dozen.
What was that, like 400, 500 bucks?
Yeah, a lot of dough. A lot of money.
So, Dave, if it's someone...
I mean, the people at the Claire were like, are those for me? They can be. Really? I mean, people were excited about these flowers. They were beautiful.
When's the last time you gave someone a rose, by the way?
I'll bring one for you next week.
Thank you. What would you do, Mr. Jennings, if the person you're dating got 4 dozen roses from their ex?
I would leave it up to her to decide what she wants to do with it. It's like, you know, hey, if you're with me and you're with me, then...
Can't worry about these things.
You know?
Right?
Hey, thanks, but no thanks. See ya. Bye-bye.
Let dozens of roses be dozens of roses.
This isn't bumping into him at the grocery store. This is, he is on the attack to try to see her naked.
Well...
I wouldn't go that far. You know, hey, I hope that if I had a significant other, she'd say, you know what, I'm not keeping these.
Yeah, well, I thought we did a nice thing by donating, and Harry, the way you're talking, it's like this is resonating with you in a way that I think that you once sent a ton of roses or wanted to, or something's going on here. You got an energy around this that I'm trying to figure out.
I'm looking out for you because there's something.
Look at my guy, just protecting me.
Right. This is not right. This is, and we'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't know that she was dating you.
Oh no, he knew, 100% knew.
Well, he's a.
Yeah. Right.
If he knew that she was seeing you.
Oh yeah.
He's not a nice guy.
S-bag.
That's really not a
S-bag.
Nice move.
Yeah.
That's rude.
He definitely knows and is for sure overstepping his bounds, and I would say needs to get some coaching on how to move forward with his life, I think is a fair assessment at this point.
Not forward. Moving on.
Okay, sideways.
You know, move on. See ya. Bye-bye.
The coaching could come in the form of something being thrown through his kitchen window.
Yeah,
let's not get carried away.
Let's not get carried away.
Right.
There are limits.
Right. I mean, he lives in a condo. We couldn't do that. He doesn't have a street side place. Good point.
I've never sent more than a dozen roses. I do have a story about getting something for a girl that I thought was the perfect gift. I thought I'm gonna get her this, and this girl and I will be dating for the rest of time. And it what happened was
you did that for Wendy.
I do a lot for Wendy, not enough, but I do a lot for Wendy. By the way, one time, Lef's wife Terry told him that for her birthday she didn't want a dozen roses. He got her a dozen Pete Rose baseball cards instead.
Now that is something Bill Leff would do. I believe that 100%. No roses. Here's Pete Rose.
Is she a sports fan?
I love you.
Sure, she's married to Bill. Of course, she's a sports fan.
Yeah. All right, we got to get David in the news here. So, we'll take a 1:20 timeout. 720 WGN. Auburn wins the SEC 28-7. Georgia wins the SEC.
There you go.
They smoke Auburn. Thank you. I'm sitting here staring at the Auburn logo. Auburn finishes the year at 10-3, as Georgia will be going, you would think, to the college football playoff. They have to be. They're your SEC champion. And we've got Ohio State and Wisconsin. I would think the winner would advance. Of course, earlier today, you had Oklahoma crushing TCU 41-17, so the Sooners take the Big 12, and they're in the college football playoff. Clemson can punch their ticket by beating the U tonight and Jarrett Payton. That kicks off at 7 alongside Ohio State and Wisconsin. If the U wins...
And Adam Hogue.
And Adam Hogue, who's up watching the Big 10 championship game today in Indy. So let me ask you this there, Harry Tino. It's real fast. If the U upsets Clemson... With their one loss to Pitt, are they in?
Yes. I would think that Miami beats Clemson tonight. Miami's in. Yeah, and then the question is, Clemson would have two losses to Syracuse and to Miami. Would they go in over? You know.
So if Miami goes in,
right? Oklahoma's in. Oklahoma won the Big 12.
Georgia's in. Right. And
the winner of the ACC game will be in. Clemson. Or
you think Clemson or Miami is in?
Right. Now, I think that for sure. And if Wisconsin wins, they're in. If Wisconsin wins, it's Georgia, Oklahoma, the winner of the Clemson-Miami game, and Wisconsin.
So you think the only question then that would be left is if Ohio State wins tonight, will it be the Buckeyes or will it be Alabama?
Yes. And correct? Yes. And if Miami wins, you know.
So you're not saying you're not willing.
No, I think Miami should go. Miami should go.
Don't care about shoulds. I'm wondering, will they?
Yeah, Miami will go.
Okay.
So that yes, then you know Ohio State. To me, Alabama's got to go ahead of Ohio State because Alabama had one loss. Ohio State got blown away by your alma mater.
They sure did.
The Hawkeye.
That was by far the best day of the Hawkeye season. All right, so now that gets you caught up on the college football. I wanted to just give a little love to the text line here. We listeners from the 815 would really like to know why your girlfriend broke up with the guy that sent her all the flowers.
Oh, if you're just joining us, Carm's girlfriend got sent 4 dozen roses by her ex.
Yes, the flowers showed up last night. They basically took up the entire lobby of her building. They were transferred to the conference room, and then today we took them to donate the flowers. And I don't exactly know. I don't delve deep into the reasons why they broke up, so I don't really know the answer to that.
She hasn't volunteered that?
I think really, you know, the key thing here is to know that she knew that somebody amazing like me was coming along, and she just sensed it.
No, really?
No, that's what happened. She knew that at the Carm was coming along, yeah. And the sooner that she got out of it, the better, so she could find me, and that's what happened.
Is there a flower sponsor on the station before I mention one?
I don't know if there is or isn't, to be okay. honest.
Proflowers.com, you can buy 4 dozen roses
for
$142, which is exceedingly low, and they're quality roses. So at the least, this guy spent $142,
right?
Plus tax.
Well, I think he might be a wealthy dude, so you know what's 140, what's 200, no big deal, you know.
Well, but he can't. You can give her more than wealth. What's more important, wealth, or you know, someone to watch cable with?
Very true. I mean, I'm a great cable watcher.
Right.
And I mean, we watched the other night. We got in. She had never seen Tootsie, Harry.
Tootsie's one of the greatest movies ever.
I know you're a fan.
Oh, well, anything Bill Murray. And then you put Bill Murray and Dustin Hoffman in the same movie. Tootsie's about an actor that cannot get a gig, and Dustin Hoffman hears that there's an audition for this woman, a lead role in a soap opera. So he dresses up as a woman, and he goes and he gets the part, and hilarity ensues.
Everybody knows what Tootsie is. Nobody does.
No, you, Carm, who taught you radio?
No one, apparently.
We have to, I mean, look, everybody knows that Russell Wilson's the starting quarterback on the Seahawks, but if we were talking about Russell Wilson, we would say
312-981-7200. Do you know what Tootsie is? Just let's do an informal text poll here. I see Russell Wilson, I think we need to explain. To this particular WGN radio audience, I really truly believe that every single person that's listening right now saw Tootsie.
Okay. We also have
knows what Dan Long, do you know what Tootsie is? Dan Long knows what Tootsie is. He's a resident millennial on the show.
Yes, he
Look
is.
Look at him.
Yes, he is. I.
The only guy that doesn't know who Tootsie is the dude that sent the flowers. Because that guy's clueless.
That guy's like Dabney Coleman.
312 texting and the guy's a psycho. I don't know if he's psychotic.
So
815, Carver has a girlfriend, fake news.
Does she have any pictures of this guy?
I have not seen photos. There's no photos in the house.
Does she have anything he bought her? Like a necklace or sweater?
I don't know.
This might have to be Chelsea's debut on the beat. We need to interrogate her.
Nah,
we need some information.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Dan, we need to know how they broke up, if she has kept anything in her possession that he gave her. What else would we need to know?
312 texting, and duh, Tootsie is so great. That's one. Tootsie.
Tootsie's awesome.
Tootsie.
Let's get her Carm text or the hotline number. Let's get her on the air.
Nah, it's not going to happen. We don't need to do that. That's not a good idea. Harry, you actually have her number. But you wouldn't do that to your friend here. Because I don't think she wants to come on the radio. She doesn't want to come on the radio.
Well, right now, she's probably not even listening. She's probably out with the guy.
That's rude and wrong. And
probably took her to Chicago Cut. They're sitting there enjoying prime filet.
Right. No, I'm sure you ordered 6 of them for her.
Yeah. I would like 4 dozen shrimp cocktail. How much for your wife?
Can I get you 7 chocolate cakes to express my love? Here you go.
I do have Chelsea's number, don't I?
I'm 32, never seen Tootsie, really had the urge to.
See? That's what we're just being.
There's an urge. There's an urge there. Full urge. I feel an urge.
It'll be worth your time.
Are you texting her? Don't text her.
I'm just finding a number.
You're just finding. Dan, come in here and steal Harry's phone. This is rude.
I'm pretty sure I have Chelsea's phone number.
630. Never heard of Tootsie before 2 minutes ago. Okay, Harry.
See?
You win. I lose.
It's not about winning or losing. It's just
it's always
letting the audience know.
It's always about winning and losing.
Chelsea Carmen. Here it is.
You put her. You put my last name on her?
Well, just a matter of time, really. Unless she goes back with...
it's a very aggressive move by you.
Old Bo.
You just didn't know her last name. I mean, I don't know how her family would feel about that.
Are you going to take her name?
Maybe. That might be a good idea. Let's see here. Tootsie, Gina Davis. Look at this. Tootsie is a role.
Oh, Gina Davis is so sweet in that movie.
Gina Davis, when she walks in for the makeup scene.
Right, because he's a woman.
He's a woman. She walks in as he's getting...
dressed, and she's...
Tootsie's so good.
It's okay. All right,
so good.
Can I invite people to call in? Have you ever been dating someone when their ex came back into the picture? Any stories of people you know when the ex came back in the picture and the current person went away and that person went back to the ex?
You can do that, Harry. 312-981-7200. Feel free. Can I just mention one?
Yes.
Can I blame you for something real fast?
Oh, sure. Blame the Jew. Yeah. Let me guess. What happened?
Who was that? Never mind. I don't want to go down the road that I'm not exactly. There was like that. They were trying to do
Jesus?
There was a company that was trying to get the Washington Post in trouble, and they were acting like they were Washington Post reporters, and one of them called up as like Jerry Goldstein, just went full.
it makes sense. Bernstein.
It was an aggressive play.
But, Woodward was not Jewish, by the way. So, Bernstein was, Woodward wasn't.
So I was listening to you and Wendy Snyder yesterday as you were sitting in for Bill Leff.
Yes.
And
big,
you got,
those are, that's a big seat to fill.
Huge. And you did a great job. And it was a pleasure to hear you alongside Wendy. But so I'm listening, and you guys start talking about the soda tax.
Mm-hmm.
And which went away, and you guys are celebrating the soda tax going away, and Wendy's talking about how she drinks gallons and gallons of soda every day. But then she says, you know what, everything in moderation is all right. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, that's right, Wendy. Everything in moderation is all right. And I haven't had fast food in forever. So the next thing you know, and I've had this thing, don't eat fast food, don't do it. It used to be like a magnet for me. Like I'd you know, work in like Cap Show at night. I'd be coming home at midnight. The Wendy's would just like literally would just pull me in. I couldn't even stop myself. And the car would just go in there. And so yesterday at 10:30 in the morning, you're talking, and next thing I know, I've made a left turn, and I'm ordering the 2 cheeseburger special at McDonald's, and they're saying, sir, I said, can I get the number 2, which is the 2 cheeseburger? I'm like, you want the sausage, egg, McMuffin? I'm like, no, I want, isn't it lunchtime yet? Like, I didn't even know what time it was. And I just wanted the 2 cheeseburger. And then 5 seconds after that, I'm sitting there, you know, outside my condo, and I'm mowing the 2 cheeseburger listening to you guys. So it was delicious, but I blame you for the soda tax topic,
really,
and me having
the
2 cheeseburger.
Really, of all the things I've been blamed for, that's very, very, you know, like not going to get me in trouble. That's really, really not that bad.
No,
three things. First of all, sponsors. Hear how that works. We talked about it on the air at WGN, and then someone went and bought it. Second of all, Cap, miss him. Please text him my number. And third of all, you don't eat fast food?
No, I don't eat fast food. I'm trying to live a fruitful
life. What country
life.
Do you live in?
I want to live a fruitful life. I can't be going to McDonald's.
Dan Long, how many times a week do you think you eat fast food?
Yeah. It's
he's a vice that I have. He's an American. I'm an American.
You don't eat fast food.
An American that works weird hours like we do, and it's even harder.
What's your number one fast food, Dan Long?
It's Culver's.
Culver's is delicious.
If I had my choice, but like location-wise, I end up going to Wendy's more probably.
Wendy's is so delicious.
I was at Culver's last night at 11 o'clock.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
What'd you get?
I got a large chocolate shake, and I got a mushroom Swiss burger.
Aren't you on a diet? How'd you lose all this weight?
I work out like a banshee, and I was with my son last night, and we went. My brother's in the bar show, you know, the lawyer talent show. And we were supposed to go out to dinner beforehand. We didn't get a chance to do that, so we were going to go out to dinner afterwards. And he was worried about the time. He didn't want to let his mom down and go to bed too late. So we just went to Culver's. And Reggie just got a shake. I got a shake. I never even got to the Mushroom Swiss Burger.
You didn't eat the Mushroom Swiss Burger?
No, which I wanted to. And then this morning I came home.
Please don't tell me you had the Mushroom Swiss Burger in the morning reheated.
No, my daughter did.
And, oh, my God.
And she doesn't like ketchup on her burger. She told me she didn't know until she was halfway done with it that there was ketchup on it. I'm like, feed more of it, teenager.
You fed your daughter, your beloved daughter.
Feed her. She went in and took it.
You allowed your daughter.
Harry, how old is your daughter?
She's going to be 17 on Thursday. You going to get her something?
Mark, he didn't let her. She saw it and she went, Harry, boy.
High school junior. Thank you.
Yeah, she went, baby, gimme.
Harry made the choice to go to Culver's at 10 and bring home a Mushroom Swiss Burger that he left carelessly.
Didn't leave it carelessly. I put it in the fridge.
That he placed.
This isn't like the drinking days where I wake up and there's 2 euros on the recliner next to me.
I think bringing that food into your home is borderline bad parenting. You need to be. We need.
What?
We need a discussion.
What?
Right. You can't be bringing home Mushroom Swiss Burgers and leaving the next thing you know, Lucy's having a Mushroom Swiss Burger.
What percentage of parents do you think do not allow their kids to go get fast food? There's Todd Marinovich's dad, right? And maybe 2 other people.
You're a great parent.
In the country.
Better question. How would parents even know if their teenage, high school-aged son or daughter stopped at a fast food restaurant?
It was 10 dozen roses, by the way.
What?
It was 10 dozen.
Chelsea, call in. We need to talk to you, Chelsea. Call in. Chris Hine from the Tribune is going to talk Hawks after the hour, so I think you need to call in right now.
312-981-7200. This is 720 WGN. 720 WGN, text line from the 630, Harry. I just laughed out loud. I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning with Taco Bell wrappers all over me.
I've been there.
You know that's not good.
Uh-huh. But the first thought that would enter my head would be like, I am so glad that I didn't stop and get any crap. You know, I didn't get anything bad last night. Now, all these fast food places are delicious, you know, at the time. But yeah. I wake up and I think, oh, I'm so glad I didn't eat poorly, you know. And then I get up and there's like, you know, half a chalupa. And then I go in the kitchen, I look in the wastebasket, you know, and there's like, you know, Long John Silver's wrappers.
See, people are texting in that fast food is disgusting. You're dead wrong. Fast food is delicious. It's exquisite. It's just bad for you.
It's oftentimes just
you can always get the salad too. By the way,
it's just to eat right. You can't. The healthiest thing would be like to get the salad.
I don't trust the lettuce at a fast food restaurant myself personally. Like, where'd that come from? How long has it been sitting there?
You know, that is much better than, like, if you go to a salad bar. Like, there are nice restaurants that have salad bars that the salad's been out all day, and there are people that look at the sneeze guard as a challenge.
No, I want to go to R.J. Grunt's right now and crush that salad bar.
I want to go to R.J. Grunt's right now. Someone just told me they were there, and I haven't been there in, like, 20 years.
I love R.J. Grunt's.
R.J. Grunt's, it was the first lettuce. For you youngsters out there, it was the first Lettuce Entertain You restaurant.
Hi, Carmen Harry. It's off topic from the 708. But was your duck in the car? I hope the best with all that, Sue. Arnold the duck is my hero, and is fine, and is home right now.
Who's Arnold the duck?
You don't know who Arnold the duck?
I
you
do,
kidding?
But we get it. Not okay. Everybody I listens literally, to every second of every show.
I really feel that more people know Arnold the duck than actually know me. But Arnold the duck is my stuffed animal duck that's been with me since you know, I was a young lad. That occasionally I'll bring as you know, as a mascot to the show and bring my little guy with me to support. And Arnold the duck was in my car on Thanksgiving when I got my car stolen out of a gas station. That happened.
Yes, and your brothers had a lot to be thankful for at that moment.
Arnold the duck went on a joyride, and he got very stoned. But
Arnold the duck on a joyride.
He did, man. Arnold the duck went all the way to wherever he went on the south side. He was joined by 3 lighters and Arizona iced tea, and they left him a Bulls hat. It's a sweet hat, by the way. I'm keeping that hat. I'm going to wear that hat.
For your troubles.
Yeah. So that's all. That's all. There's an Arnold. But Arnold the Duck has had a bath. Arnold the Duck is I bathed Arnold the Duck. Now that was my girlfriend's decision.
Okay, and when you have kids,
we bathed her. No, him, in her. I don't know.
In a perfect duck. In a perfect world, there's time. In a perfect world, there's time to have the healthiest of meals on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. There's chicken. There's fish, and you know, I know like the salmon's the healthiest fish, right? Trout, salmon, healthiest fish.
Yeah.
There's vegetables, but sometimes you just don't have that time, and so you go through a drive-through. And the kids love it. And it's not every meal. It's just once in a while. And also, like, in the morning, like when Lucy goes to these 6 a.m. debates and she's got to be at the bus.
Are you trying to make yourself feel better right now? Is that what's going on?
No, I'm trying to explain to someone the reality of having kids. Sometimes you go for there's nothing that matters more in the life of a parent than their kid. But sometimes you just go for fast food because it's easy and you want to make sure your kids are eating something.
Sounds very victim-y.
Well, you'll find out in about 8 months.
No, sir, Harry. There's no news to break.
When
buddy.
Is Chelsea calling in?
She's not calling in. Quick timeout, and we will talk to Chris Hine of your Chicago Tribune. Little preview. Blackhawks, Dallas coming up. Somehow, some way, I want to get in a little bit of Bulls talk. I also want to talk Tiger Woods. It was great to see Tiger back, and I want to before news, I'll just give a 30-second thing on Tiger, because I was dead wrong.
That's awesome.
And I'm an idiot.
And there's a story about, speaking of fast food, there's a story about a Michigan Arby's.
That's a great story. Maybe we can sneak that into 720 WGN. 720 WGN. That was just on the air, a little bit of that.
Why would you? I can turn my own mic
on. I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't. It was a mistake. Well, you were saying it was great that Teddy Greenstein jumped down with us.
So cool. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. There's a text here, Harry, that you need to hear.
Yes.
It says from the 847, Harry, will you adopt me, please? Leftover cheeseburger for breakfast is almost as good as cold pizza. Subi wants you to adopt her.
I'm happy to adopt you. And again, it was a mushroom Swiss burger, heavy ketchup. If I could teach you guys two things in life, number one, it's respect your parents. Number two, it's heavy ketchup.
I like ketchup to be dipped. I like a dip.
Dipped?
I like a burger with a...
Dipped. La-ti-da, Grandma.
I like a burger on a plate and a big bottle of ketchup squeezed in the corner and a dip, so you have it each bite, which in essence is heavy ketchup. But I don't want a huge gob on the burger.
There are certain places, like you're a Meyer's Tavern guy, right?
Right, that's exactly how I do it at
Okay,
Meyer's
Tavern, they got the tater tots. That's where you would do it.
I would do that. I'd do the same thing at Charlie Beinlich's.
But the burger itself has ketchup on it.
No, I see.
You're dipping the tater tots. You're dipping the fries. You're not dipping the burger.
I dip the burger in there. And I throw a little mustard dip, too. A little brown mustard. Oh, it's so good. All right. Real fast on Tiger, and then we'll get to David in one split second. I just want to say this. Tiger Woods made me turn on golf for the first time today in 10 years. I was actually looking forward to it, and when I saw him standing there, even though he was awful today, it's just so much better with him, and I was telling him about 10 months ago, like, dude, retire. You're having spinal fusion, whatever. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
But now I look at him. He looks young to me, and I'm like, come on, man. It's golf. You can get it back. I am back believing in Tiger. I think he can do it.
So you're saying someone that once had something, if they want it bad enough, they can get it back. Like Chelsea's ex-boyfriend.
It's a very weird thing that you just did there, and it's not what I'm saying, but I am saying it for Tiger.
We don't really want to change how we play, no matter who's in the net. Whether it's a rallying point or not, that consistency's got to be in place for us to have some success. And a certain standard of how we compete and how we play technically is always in place. So we, you know, forces in there, crows in there. Let's play the same way, and you know, but let's add an emphasis tonight. Let's go and give an opportunity to get us two.
Coach Q, Blackhawks hockey coming up in 21 minutes. Chris Bowden warming up in the bullpen, getting ready for Blackhawks pregame. John and Troy with a call at 8. Chris Hine, I'm assuming, is down in Dallas. Is he? He is.
American Airlines Arena, probably.
American Airlines Arena, looking for Mark Cuban, getting ready for a hockey game. Chris joining us now on 720 WGN. How long is Corey Crawford going to be out, and how are the Blackhawks going to survive, Chris Hine? That is what is on the mind of every Hawks fan right now, and I know that you have the answers.
I have some answers. Yes, I do. Joel Quenneville said today that he will be out at least 3 games, which will put him at probably about a week or so, and they're going to reevaluate after that. And I think the Hawks will survive just fine if all they have to do is go 3 games without Corey Crawford.
Is it going to be all Anton Forsberg, or are we going to see a Jean-Francois Berube?
We might see Berube tomorrow night. I think it might depend a little bit on how Forsberg does tonight. If Forsberg plays well, I bet he gets the net tomorrow night because it's a back-to-back. I think it's a legitimate question who plays tomorrow night. But if I had to guess, I would say the net is Forsberg to lose tomorrow night. And, you know, I expect him to also be a net Wednesday against Washington. Crawford is eligible to come back off of IR for next Friday for the home game against Buffalo. You know, whether or not he actually does remains to be seen on how well he's doing, but that's the earliest Crawford can come back.
Chris, I love reading your Blackhawks stuff in the Tribune. I like the stuff on the players that the guys looked up to when they were kids. And I want to read about Richard Panik scoring a goal soon. You know, Patrick Sharp, who I will always love, just tallied. What's going on with number 14?
You know, Richard Panik is somebody who, the last 2 years having talked to him, he's somebody who really relies on confidence. And, you know, he has a sports psychologist that he sometimes emails and chats with to try and boost up his confidence. And I think what you're seeing right now is a bit of a crisis of confidence. And I think he just needs, you know, it's kind of a chicken and egg scenario, you know. You need a goal to get that confidence, but without confidence, how are you going to score a goal? So I think you need to see something go in, whether it's a lucky bounce or just something to get on the board. And I think it could potentially snowball for him. He got off to such a hot start last year. Yeah, I think he had like 6 goals in the first few games, and that basically got him off to such a great start and kind of propelled him forward through the rest of the season when he had such a great year last year. This year, the opposite has happened. He's had a slow starter, and I think it's kind of mounting and getting in his head a little bit. And, you know, he needs something good to happen, you know, whether it's luck or through the force of his own skill, something needs to happen for him to get turned around and get that confidence back.
Chris Hines, Chicago Tribune, covering the Blackhawks. He's down in Dallas, Hawks and the Stars tonight. The little home and road, Thursday night at home, then back on the road. Any Jonathan Toews concerns for you, Chris Hines? Some people are wondering if El Capitan is okay. What would you say about that?
It seems like we've been talking about this for the last year and a half to 2 years, whether Jonathan Toews is over the hill. Is he hurt? Has he peaked? You know, and what's going on with him. And I still see a guy who is very defensively sound, and it's a line that gets a lot of tough assignments against a lot of teams' top lines. Maybe, you know, playing with Richard Panik and Panik struggles are interrelated to what's going on with Toews right now. You know, you could easily, you know, make that case as well. But I still think that he's an effective player. I'm not too worried about him, especially if Panik gets going, because we saw last year during that stretch in February and March when Panik and Nick Schmaltz were playing really well with Toews, that Toews still had a lot left in the tank, even though he was playing hurt most of last year. So I'm not too concerned about Toews at the moment, but if this keeps up throughout the rest of the season, then it might be a little concerning.
Chris Hine, who writes Blackhawks for the Tribune, is on with Carm and Harry. This is the Blackhawks radio station. Chris Bowden has your pregame in 15 minutes. Then John Weideman, Troy Murray, all the action, Blackhawks and Stars. Here's someone wonderful every Hawks fan can fall in love with, all 5'7" of him. What do you think about this wonder of a kid from Farmington Hills, Michigan, Alex DeBrincat?
I think it was one of the steals of the draft 2 years ago. Yeah, I don't know how this kid slipped to the second round. Well, I know why he did. It's because of his height and it's because of his size, and people were afraid to take him. And the Hawks were sitting there at, I believe it was 39, after they traded Andrew Shaw to Montreal, and they used that pick to get DeBrincat. And, you know, I think it's going to turn out to be one of the better draft picks they've made in the last 5 years or so here. He's just a natural scorer, and if you talk to hockey people, one thing that is hard to teach, it's hard to teach people who play hockey how to score. You either sometimes have that knack for scoring or you don't, and he's got it. He's got it all over. He's fantastic. He had a little bad luck, I think, to start the year. He's hit a couple posts this year. I think he leads the team right now in hitting either the crossbar or the post. So he could have even more goals right now than he has. He's been fantastic, and you're seeing why the Hawks, spent that second round pick on him a few years ago.
Blackhawks 1 point back of the Stars, 1 point back of the Calgary Flames. I mean, are you concerned, Chris, that this team perhaps might end up out of the playoffs? Harry wants to fight me right now for even asking the question.
Well, I'll say this. I give the question a little more credence than I did in the offseason. And I think because the blue line has been such a work in progress for this team so far. But that being said, there's still a long way to go. It's early December right now, and it's not like they're at the bottom of the conference. It seems like January and February every year is the time of year when the Blackhawks kind of get it together and they put on, you know, a run of games where they win, you know, 9 of 10 or 10 of 11, and all of a sudden they vault from, you know, third place or fourth place in the standings to the second or first. It happened last year. It happened 2 years ago when they set a franchise record winning streak. So, you know, as January and February come close, that's when I'd be watching for this team to get hot, because that's traditionally when they catch a little bit of fire. Also, don't discount the fact that they have cap space to play with, because Marian Hossa is on injured reserve, and they have a first-round pick in next year's draft. So Sam Bowman, if he senses that he needs to make a major move or a major change, he has the capital to pull off such a move. So I wouldn't discount anything yet. I wouldn't be too concerned. I think you're still seeing them, you know, kind of feel themselves out a little bit, and they still have room to make changes if they need them.
Chris, one of the few guys that was on all three Cup teams still with the team is Brent Seabrook. You pointed out the other day in your story that he played like a low amount of minutes for in years. He hadn't played like that few minutes in a game. Is that because of coach's decision? Do you think he's hurting and not letting on? What's going on with number 7?
I think it's more of a coach's decision than anything else. We see what happens with Brent Seabrook on the ice, and you know he's not as quick as he used to be, and there it seems like there's at least a time or two every game where, you know, he's chasing somebody who's blowing right by him on a breakaway, and maybe reducing his minutes at this point in his career helps keep him fresh. And makes him more effective in the minutes that he does play. I think that's what they're trying out here. You know, and Gustav Forsling has been one of the big beneficiaries of Seabrook's decline of minutes, because he's been playing more minutes than he ever has in his two seasons so far. So it is really interesting what's been happening with the defenseman and the minutes played. And I think it goes back to something I was saying before, is that Quenneville and his coaching staff is still trying to figure out how best to utilize this defensive group. Coming into the year, they knew it was going to be a work in progress. They admitted as much. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. They gave it, you know, 15 to 20 games trying it one way, and now they're fixing minutes and putting guys in different situations to see how they react to that. And I think you're seeing that right now.
Chris Hine, always with the good information, and always a joy to talk to, joining us on 720 WGN. Chris, we'll read you after the game tonight. Enjoy the Hawks and the Stars.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Chris Hine down.
Thanks, Chris.
In Dallas, the man. I really enjoy Chris Hine.
Hey, you've got some pull around here.
I do.
The next Hawks home Saturday game is not till January 20th against the Islanders. Can we do a remote out there?
Can we do a remote on January 20th versus the New York Islanders? What time is the game?
7:30.
Dan, can you get that done?
I didn't. This is the first I'm hearing about the remote, but yeah, I'll get it done.
It's just an idea. Well, Kerm, you got a pull.
Okay, I'll talk to Todd Manley. I'll ask him.
Right, I mean, we're already set up there.
Sure, absolutely. I'm sure they would. The Blackhawks would, I would think, would like to have us, at least one of us, perhaps. Never know.
your question was awesome. About
which
Forrest.
Question? My questions were amazingly potent.
Yeah, the question about Forsberg, if he's going to be playing, if he's going to be splitting time with Berube.
How about the fact that I threw out a Berube? I mean, who knew that Carm knew Berube? Don't sleep on my backup goalie Rockford knowledge, Harry Tynewitz.
That's right.
Hey, there's Chicago, the real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten. Get real in the morning. with the WGN-TV Morning News team weekdays 4 until 10. We have one stellar segment left that we don't know what we're going to do with it, but it's going to be really, really good, I promise you. 720 WGN. Blackhawks hockey coming up, 720 WGN. Get an early score on Wisconsin-Ohio State there, Dan. Can you hook me up? Actually, I can probably do that myself. Do things yourself, Carm. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
TV right in front of you, bro.
About 13 minutes left in the first, no score.
And 6-0 Clemson on Miami early going. All right, Harry.
Yo.
So I got a huge quandary. I talked it over with myself.
Self?
And a little help from my girlfriend as well. But so Monday night, that's my night where I really lay it on the line and I play in my tennis league. I go up against the huge stalwarts of the world, the Erics and the Wills and the Teds. I mean, these are...
You usually go up against guys that are preparing Wills.
In this particular league, they actually all are younger than me. Ouch. Okay. Except for Ted. He's older.
Okay.
But he's in better shape than me. So the point is that's Monday night. I look forward to this, and
that's your thing. Monday night, you love playing tennis,
right? And we rotate. There's a bunch of us, so I don't get to play every Monday. It's basically like 2.5 Mondays a month. I'll get to play. Okay,
that many people want to play tennis.
We got a group, man. Yes, we love it. So this Monday is my Monday. And I got a great matchup with Will. This is going to be, Will and I, he's a little bit better than me, but I sometimes, when I play well, I can get him, and I really look forward to playing him. But LeBron James.
Oh, Cavs Bulls Monday.
And the Cleveland Cavaliers are coming to the United Center. And, you know, I got to think about my career. I've got to think about this show. I've got to think about the opportunity to talk to LeBron and get something that we could use.
You and D-Wade are tight.
Me and D-Wade have a relation. There's maybe Derrick Rose will miraculously show up at the United Center. You never know.
You love the Fred Hoiberg post-game news conference.
I do love a Fred Hoiberg post-game news conference and talking to the Bulls, even when they can't guard anyone like Justin Holiday.
Please tell me that you're going to the Bulls game to see LeBron and you're not playing tennis.
So in my new Carm, my aggressive Carm, what I did today, Harry, and I was so proud of myself, I reached out to somebody who was playing next week, and I said, hey, would you like to switch out and you can play this Monday and I'll play that Monday? It felt like a really big ask, but the request happened, and I will be able to have my cake and eat it too, and I have you to thank somehow, some way. I don't really know how, but I will not be at tennis. I will be working for the show, and then I will get my tennis in next Monday.
Great. That's a win and another win. So Rick Hahn wasn't the only guy making a big trade yesterday.
Right. I mean, do you like that little Wellington?
Oh, I love Wellington. I like Kevin Smith. Spelled with an A. I like Kevin Smith. He's going to be good. He's going to be all right. But Wellington Castillo coming over, that's a good signing. White Sox keep making good moves.
Right. And so what do you think of...
And the Cubs say bye-bye to Rondon.
Yeah, and they kept Grimm.
Yeah, what is that? Grimm will be playing for the Chicago Dogs out in Rosemont.
Have we not had enough of Justin Grimm? We're taking another flyer.
He makes $2.4 million.
Which is cheap.
Cheap if you're comparing it to Mike Glennon's salary.
I mean, if I was Justin Grimm, I'm like, oh, my God, they kept me. I got $2.5 million more dollars coming. I had an ERA of 1,000. I just threw another pitch that was just hit 7,000 feet.
Smacked.
Yeah. But Justin Grimm is back, and Hector Rondon is gone. And we'll see what happens with Jake. I don't think we'll have that anytime soon. But then there's the Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Posting.
We have no time to talk about that right now, but apparently the Cubs are in there. White Sox, I'm sure, are trying too. He's reportedly wants to go somewhere where he can make his mark and be the guy.
The greatest Japanese player ever.
Dude hits. He's like Babe Ruth, man. The dude pitches and hits, and he's great at both.
What is Chelsea and her ex-boyfriend doing tonight? What are they
doing? That's rude and unfortunate that you would say that. I'm going over there now. We're going to have a lovely dinner.
The three of you?
And we're going to talk about how you've been rude.
Rude? I keep inviting you over for James Bond night. You've never seen a James Bond movie.
We'll do that soon. I can't wait. Somehow, I don't know.
I've never seen a James Bond movie.
Why keep turning that one down? Blackhawks hockey coming right up, 720 WGN.